Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. You can always join us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports. And remember, hey, you can listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, right now we have a very special guest in studio. That is our own producer, Joe George. He joined us about a month ago right here at YSR. He's a Chicago boy, just graduated from college. Congratulations on that. And good evening.
Thank
you. It's nice to have you with us.
Yeah, it's nice to be on with you, Elissa. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we are so excited about this new partnership and moving forward. And one thing I love about Joe is he is a basketball aficionado. He absolutely loves hoops, don't you?
Oh, basketball is the best sport in the world. It doesn't get any better than that. It really doesn't.
Do you have a preference? I mean, do you like the NBA more than, say, the college?
Yeah, I do. I like college basketball so much during March Madness, and that's so much fun. But it's become such a boring game at times, and there's been such bad basketball. Like, when you watch, like, Purdue versus Illinois, like, I'm a Big Ten guy, so if I watch Purdue versus Illinois, you know it's going to be a terrible basketball game. But in the NBA, unless the Spurs sit everybody, you're going to get a good game.
How much do you think the college game is going to be impacted with so many of these coaches now? You got Billy Donovan, you got Fred Hoiberg going to the NBA level. I mean, how much does that ultimately affect the college game, Joe?
Well, I think it helps out Duke and Kentucky and Louisville a lot with their coaches, with Pitino, Coach K, and Calipari. They know they're not going to jump and leave to the NBA. I mean, Coach Cal had a chance to go to the Cavs. He didn't go. So I think it's going to hurt the up-and-comers, the guys who are the next Brad Stevens, the next Fred Hoiberg. Their recruits are going to say, well, this guy is going to leave for the NBA at any moment. It's like, how do you know you want to go play for this guy if he may not be there in 2 years, but then you're committed to the school?
Right. Hey, Joe George, our producer right here at YSR, is joining us in studio. The real reason that I had him come on is a few weeks back, he had the opportunity, went back to Chicago, and he had a chance to go to the NBA Combine. So we want to talk about some of those top draft prospects, get his perspective. I mean, he was right there up close and center, and kind of get some of that feedback. But first and foremost, hey, the NBA Finals, they got underway on Thursday night. I mean, it was ridiculous, that 8-day layoff. I mean, how difficult was that? Was it hard for you to muscle through? It was for me. I'm like,
it was too much. It's like 8 days. Like, I mean, the Stanley Cup for hockey, they finished after the NBA Finals, and they started before the NBA Finals. They had their first game on Wednesday night, so they started before the NBA Finals even.
But you know, Joe, I think that this could be a good thing. I mean, the injury crisis was a very big storyline all season long, and then you had all these concussions, and this really just kind of, I think it makes for a great NBA Finals because it allows the players to get rested and ready, and even for the coaches and their coaching staff, just to kind of recharge, decompress, and then let's give it the best shot that they've got.
Yeah, it does. It really helps with Kyrie Irving for the Cavs, obviously, and then Klay Thompson coming off the concussion. They say he was cleared to play in game one, so now that those guys are both back, it helps so much for these teams. And if they only had 4 or 5 days off, you may not have seen Klay play, especially with the concussion. He may not have been ready. So it definitely helps out a lot, and it's just a bummer still to me that Kevin Love's not playing.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? The Cavs, it seems like they haven't missed him at all.
Oh, yeah, it seems like they're better off without him almost.
You think he's going to be there next year?
No, I think he's going to Boston.
Ah, okay.
I think Brad Stevens is building something really good there, and I like Isaiah Thomas and Marcus Smart. I think if you add Kevin Love there, I think you've got a pretty good chance to make the playoffs next year in the East that's already not that good. So I think he'd be a great fit in Boston.
You know, it's interesting because we were talking in hour one with one of our guests about the college coaches going to the NBA and Billy Donovan and Fred Hoiberg. You just mentioned Brad Stevens. I mean, why do you think he's been able to be different, you know, from some previous college coaches in the past and find success on the NBA level? Obviously, him and Danny Ainge, I mean, they're working great together.
Well, Brad Stevens, he's a young guy, and I think he pulls in the young crowd that he has, the rebuilding mentality. I think he welcomes that, and I think he's able to connect with these players a lot better than maybe Rick Pitino was able to when he was in the NBA, or Coach Calipari when he was in the NBA. I just think Brad Stevens has it. I think it was pretty clear when he was coaching in college that he was going to be a big deal. And I think players really respect him, even though he's so young.
Well, and I know you're a Chicago boy, so obviously the big transition that's taken place with that Tom Thibodeau being out. I mean, could we have ever anticipated that? We'd heard rumblings, but it just really seems like the front office. I mean, if you're a head coach, you better check your ego. And you better be willing to listen to what they want.
Well, yeah, you could tell that it's been at least a year that you've been able to see Gar Forman and Tom Tibbs, Thibodeau, you know, kind of butting heads, and with minutes with Derek and Joakim Noah especially, and even Taj Gibson, they've been butting heads a lot about the playing time, and it never seemed like Tom Thibodeau was going to be able to budge and actually play these guys with less minutes. He was wearing them down, and they didn't like that, especially with Derrick Rose. They didn't like that at all. Or Joakim Noah, too. And I think it was just the point where they couldn't get along anymore. I think Tom Thibodeau is a great coach. I think eventually he'll do great somewhere else. But I think it was time for him and the Bulls to part ways. I think it was definitely the right move, actually.
Is he a coach that became uncoachable?
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't change. And like you've seen this in the NFL, with Jim Harbaugh and the San Francisco 49ers, the same way, where he couldn't get along with the front office, so he had to go.
And good
I think,
point.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just what Tom Thibodeau was. It only works for so long before your locker room turns on you. One of the Chicago guys, one of the hosts for CBS, he said that there were players in their exit interviews that were saying they didn't want Tibbs to be back. And that was it's shocking to hear, but apparently that's how they felt, so...
And then, of course, we heard the latest news, Tom Thibodeau had resisted his players wearing that technology that would have monitored the recovery for the Chicago Bulls. I mean, you have to wonder, Joe, I mean, why would he resist that? I mean, that's cutting edge, and that's going to make you have more durability, hopefully.
Yeah, it's really bizarre to see, especially with Derek being your franchise centerpiece and him having the knee injury after knee injury, and... Especially, it was 2 years ago that Derek didn't come back when he was deemed healthy. And it was so bizarre to all the fans because they're like, why is Derek not back? Why is he not back? And maybe this technology would have told them that he was healthy, or then when eventually he came back and tore his other meniscus the second time, maybe that would not have happened if they would have used this technology. And Joakim Noah has always had the plantar fasciitis, which is a brutal injury for big men. It always has been. Yeah. And if they would have used this technology, maybe they'd be able to avoid that, actually.
Okay, Joe George is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It's his first time behind the mic. Hey, we are rocking and rolling. Hey, summer's just around the corner, so we're kind of casual on this Friday night. And, of course, he's from Chicago, and I promise we're going to talk about some of the prospects from the NBA Combine that he had an opportunity in the month of May to check out. But what do you think, when you were home in Chicago last weekend, I mean, what was kind of the response from some of the fan base as far as with Fred Hoiberg coming on board? And my other question to you is, how concerned, I'm sorry, but you have to just, I'm concerned about his health. I mean, you have open heart surgery. You don't understand the grind, the demands of being a head coach in this business. It is incredible. It's like unlike anything I've ever seen.
Well, he's had that since he was playing. The year before he retired when he was in the NBA, I think he had his first heart surgery. So I actually think this was a calculated move by him to finally have this surgery. He's needed it for a while, from what I understand. And I think it was him saying, I'm going to have this surgery so I can be the most healthy and go to the NBA. If he wasn't coming to the Bulls and that wasn't the plan all along, I don't think he would have had this surgery. I think he would have just continued the college coaching and not had the surgery. But he had the open heart surgery. Now he says he's healthy and ready to go. So I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think he could use some days off at times. I think it's going to be important for him to get a veteran coach on his as an assistant, so that if he needs a day off, if he's feeling overstressed, that he can take a day off when it comes time. So you can't. I think it would be a mistake to hire like another rookie assistant coach.
We are quickly running out of time. Joe George, our producer at YSR, is joining us in studio tonight. So you had a chance in Chicago to go to those 5-on-5 games, the NBA Combine. Who impressed you the most?
I would say the most impressive guy to me, I was impressed with him in college, was Pat Connaughton from Notre Dame. I thought he had the most to prove this draft because I think he's a late first-round draft pick, maybe a second-rounder. But he also throws a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's in the Baltimore Orioles organization.
Wow.
So NBA teams he may not get drafted because NBA teams are worried that they're going to waste the pick and he's going to go play baseball. But he made it really clear to the media and everyone in there that the reason he was at the Combine was because he didn't want to burn the bridge of playing basketball before he focused on baseball. So I think it would be a mistake for someone in the late 20s to pass him up. But I was really impressed with the way he played.
Give us a hit on the Harrison brothers.
Andrew played well. I think he maintained his stock as a middle second round pick. Aaron, I think, definitely late second rounder, lucky to get drafted. It's amazing to me to fall off from these guys. They play that hero ball. Every mock draft I've seen has them in the late second round. Both of them are not getting drafted, at least one of them. And it's always Aaron that's left out. So those guys were top 15 picks if they could have come out of high school, and now they're on the verge of not getting drafted and not having any guaranteed money. It's crazy.
Okay, so share with our audience. I mean, I actually have never been to, I mean, I go to the NBA Summer League every year out in Vegas, but I've not been to an NBA Combine. I mean, what is that like? There's got to be a great vibe and energy when you walk into the gym.
It was really cool because you got to see guys like Phil Jackson and Derek Fisher. Actually, no, Phil Jackson didn't show up. Derek Fisher walking around and all the...
Yeah, he took a pretty hard hit for that too.
Yeah, he did. All the young coaches were there, and it was really cool to see and the media was excited, and the players, it's an interesting dynamic because some of them, you know, after you get them after they play a 5-on-5 game, sometimes they're really excited, sometimes they're pretty upset because they didn't play well, and they know that they didn't play well in front of all these scouts. So it's a very interesting dynamic, and I definitely enjoyed going.
Okay, so who is going to be that number one pick June 25th NBA draft?
I think
headed to Minnesota.
I think it should be Jahlil Okafor. I think he is the best player in this draft by far. I know people say his defense, but I don't think he got the chance to show it in college because I think they were worried about his foul trouble because he was so much bigger than everyone else. But I think Minnesota will take Karl-Anthony Towns. I think that's going to be their guy to pair with Wiggins and Rubio. And I don't believe these rumors that they're looking at D'Angelo Russell, number one overall. I don't see it. It would just shock me if that actually happened. So I'll say the Timberwolves are going to take Karl-Anthony Towns.
Oh, that's an awesome breakdown. Our very own Joe George has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. He's going to get behind the board. Good to have you with us. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR.